You are in a time when it is important to make fluid things that perhaps have not been fluid before. We are going to mention at least two beliefs that often trap you. And when we say trap you, we mean that there is a way you feel that does not allow flow through your body in the way that it was intended to go. And one of the things that hangs around a woman in the belief system is that there is always one appropriate way to feel about something that happens in life. And you are allowed to feel that way, but there are no other ways to feel. In addition to which, that feeling should be reflected in some way, so that when others see you, and here's the people pleasing, they will see that you are as upset or as happy or as whatever it is as you are supposed to be. And when you think about being built as a woman who feels everything, that is such an incredibly stifling belief. Because let us say there was someone you loved and you lost them, and you are going to this funeral that you do. And if the idea is, if you really love this person, you would only feel sad. You would only cry. You would only have the long face. Except, what if you loved this person and the things that you shared were joyful, and the things that you wanted to remember about this person were full of laughter and full of light? Certainly we are not talking about being disrespectful of a tribute or a prayer for the person who has passed, but do we really believe there is not room for all of the feelings? Because, you see, that is one of the places where you want to free yourself. You want to be free to have all of the feelings. And here is a thing that you will learn as you move along with this. And that is, if the feeling is authentic, we cannot stress this too much. If what you are feeling is authentic and connected to the heart, it will not be offensive unless someone is looking for something to be offended about. Now, we have to make that distinction, because there are people who are always looking for something to be offended about, and if they are looking for that, of course they will find it. So we're not going to worry about them, because they are going to have some challenges of their own. We are going to see how much of us we can set free. How can we do that? How can we say, I get to feel perhaps, even in opposition about a thing that I encounter in my life? In other words, something that may have made me angry can also make me laugh. Something that presents itself as loving can also be irritating. We are not block children. We are fluid children, and we are able to feel any number of things. Now, this, of course, as we say, we are not talking about being disrespectful or inappropriate of the feelings of others, but we are talking about not being critical of us for what we feel whenever we feel it. Because the more permission we can have to feel, the more we are alive. And so when you find in your own head that voice that says, in this situation, I should only feel this, or I should feel this and show it in this way. Let us see what we can do to unlock it. Now, that does not mean that we have to go to an extreme to prove that we can feel, because the most important part of this is inside permission. So, can I look at something that is sad and perhaps even find something that is also funny? That is part of the human condition. Now, we do not have to explain that to everyone or even share that with anyone, but we must at least have permission inside for the many things that we can feel. And that belief that restricts us in that way is not at all a good belief. Now, we are going to speak about one other belief that appears not to be related, and yet it is. And that is, here's the question we are going to use to direct you to this place. How happy and abundant do you get to be? How much of happiness and abundance is all right? How much can you open to take in before you say, I should not take that much in because the person standing over here does not have that much and it's going to look awful if I take in what I should take in. This is not a brilliant analogy, but if you will think about it, you will realize that in many of the good things in life, we only have permission to go to one line, and then the permission ends. And how you know that the permission has ended is that now your attention goes away from you. It goes away from your heart. It goes away from the things you feel and starts moving out to the field of people around you. So now we are concerned about how they feel about what we feel, how they feel about how much we are able to draw in. What does it look like if we succeed and someone else does not? This is a very big challenge for women, because part of the belief that has been so restrictive is that the way you keep other people happy, keep them from being hurt, is to limit your own happiness. That appears in so many structures in your culture, we will not even bother to try to mention them. But in these two ways, this is part of the path to freedom for women. And rather than saying, oh, if I have this much talent and express it, and this person is going to feel bad, what if you said to yourself, if I have this much talent and expression, this person might be jealous for a moment, but they might also be inspired. They might look at you and say, well, she has opened to the many parts of herself, and she has made excitement and beauty and love in the world. I think I will too. You see, that is the part that is rarely brought up to woman in terms of her, what is thought of as her compassionate behavior. There are some things that need to be cleaned up in all of this. And so we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And where your breath goes, love goes. Thank you. Feel a warm rain falling, and let the rain wash away your pain. Wash away anything that might be frustrating or confusing for you. Be willing to let all of that go, so that the clarity that is inside of you, that is the gift of the universe, speaks to every part of your body and every part of your life. Feel the crown open and the golden light of the universe begin to pour into your body. Open the crown more widely, more widely, to receive abundance and creation, to receive love and joy. Feel the golden light flow into your third eye. And feel your third eye open and become energized, able to see inside of you things that you may never have seen before. And know that the third eye sees them with love and compassion, with curiosity and support. And let the third eye look into the world around you and see the light that you need to illuminate your path. Feel the flow of the golden light into your heart center. And let the golden light be the healer of the past, of the present, of any wounding from beliefs that do not serve your highest good. Feel that golden light flowing like a river across your heart. Feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus. And feel two doors open on either side of the solar plexus. And as they open, feel the emotions that do not serve you flowing out. Resentment, anger, jealousy, pain, rage, whatever needs to leave your body, leave these doors open so that as you breathe, they can leave your solar plexus. When they've all gone, close the doors and make a place to hold joy. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. Feel the golden light displace old guilt and shame, old patterns that limit, that lock, feel those patterns being taken out of your body, moved out of your field, and see the beautiful waterfall that flows through the second center to remove anything that passes through your life that you do not wish to hold and misshape who you truly are. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel energy from the earth come up into your root and join with the golden light of the universe. And feel those energies together, making a pattern, a structure that is entirely like who you are in your love and your power, in your expression, in your creation. And feel the root holding that pattern as it communicates with all of the other chakras in your body. Bring your attention into your heart center and see that there is a beautiful golden path. And feel yourself full of light. And as you walk down the path, see that wall on the path that is limitation, any limitation. And feel the golden light flowing through your body, through your hand. Reach out and touch that wall and watch it crumble. Step over it and move forward to a place where water flows. And drink the water that refreshes your spirit and your energy and your life. And draw up from the water a gift, a symbol. A focus point to guide you as you walk your path. Rest your mind. Know the gift that will guide you. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.